saw yesterday a number of opinions in the Gemara, and the last piece of Gemara that we saw was with regard to the first parasha of Kriya Shema and the second parasha of Kriya Shema. So let's just sum up very briefly, and that was, there is a discussion about whether Kriya Shema, the essence is Kavona or Kriya. Kavona means you have to have in mind exactly what you're saying. Kriya means you have to say the words. So the strange thing is that both in the first parasha and also the second parasha of Shema, both times around it uses the words Levavchem or Levavcha. It talks about Kavona of the Lev. It also talks about Dibur, the Dibar Tobom, Ledaber Bom. So therefore, we wouldn't have thought that there should be any room for differentiation between the two parashas at all. Surely I should require, both in the first and also in the second parasha, Kavonas Halev, and also Dibur. And yet we saw that there was a differentiation. So if you remember, in summary, what we saw was as follows. Everybody agrees that when it comes to the first parasha of Kriya Shema, you have to have Kavona and also Dibur. Kavona because it says Alevovecho, Dibur because it says V'dibartobo. In the second parasha, however, although it does also say both, but we saw that one of them, and that's the discussion, which one, is not talking about Shema. So Rav Zutra's opinion was that you have to do a Kriya, because it says the Daber Bom. But you do not have to have Kavonas Halev, even though it does say Alevavachem, that's referring to where you should place your tefillin, nothing to do with Shema. Rav Yashi's opinion was the opposite, that you have to have Kavonas Halev, but you do not need to have Dibur. It says V'ledaber Bom, that's not talking about Shema, that's talking about learning Torah with your children, teaching Dibrei Torah. So it's not talking about Kriya Shema, it's talking about Dibrei Torah. So again, very brief summary. First parasha, you need Kavona and Kriya. The second parasha, you need either Kavona or Kriya. That's the Machlokes, Rav Yeshia and Rav Zutra. Bezas Hashem, we'll see today. I hope you have a Mishnah Berurah, Chelek Aleph, the hand. We'll see how this all concludes. La Halacha. We'll see it comes to Maskana in a couple of lines. So let's, without any further ado, before we see the continuation of the Gemara, let's just see the top Tosfos. The top Tosfos, oh wow, Avram, Shreichem.
Oh wait, keep going.
Okay. So the top Tosfos, Asher Onoichi Mitzavacha. This is referring to the top line of the Gemara, Asher Onoichi Mitzavacha Hayoim Al Levovecha. If you remember, this goes back to the Machlokes Tanoim. Rabbi Akiva says that if it says Asher Onoichi Mitzavacha Hayoim Al Levovecha, then that clearly tells you that you have to have Kavonas Halev. And he was coming to argue with Rabbi Lezer, who says that no, it's only until those words, Advarim Ho'ele, that you need to have Kavona, but not after that. So Tosfos says, Asher Onoichi Mitzavecha Hayoim Al Levovecha, says Tosfos, De'i Kedeka Omrat, because if like you say, what does that mean, if like you say? Rabbi Akiva is proving his point. He's coming to argue with Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer says you only need Kavona in the beginning of Shema, and Rabbi Akiva disagrees because it says, Asher Onoichi Mitzavecha Hayoim Al Levovecha. So you see, it's not just the first few words of Shema. Says Tosfos in explanation of Rabbi Akiva, De'i Kedeka Omrat, because if, like you say, that all you need is Kavona in those first few words, V'hoyu Advarim, Havalei lemichtav, then the Torah should have written, quote unquote, Asher tzivisicha, quote unquote. What does it mean, Asher tzivisicha? It means in the past that I have commanded you in the past. But it doesn't say that. It says it in the present tense, Asher Onoichi Mitzavacho Hayoim, that I am commanding you. Not that I have commanded you in the past, but I am commanding you. Says Tosis, the Mitzavacho, quote unquote, Mashma Afilu Mikan Ve'elech. It's Mashma even from here onwards, not just something in the past. Asher Onoichi Mitzavacho Hayoim, that I am continuously commanding you, Allah Vavecha, that you should have in your heart. And that's why he understood that the Kavonas Halev that's required doesn't just refer to the beginning of Shema, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by using the present tense rather than the past, is telling us, Asher Onoichi, that I am currently commanding you, keep reading, Allah Vavecha, to have Shema read from the heart. Kol Mokoim Itzri Ho'ele. But I still need the words Ho'ele. If you remember, Rabbi Elezer says, because it says Dvorim Ho'ele, what does Dvorim Ho'ele mean? These words, you only need Kavona in those opening words of Shema. Rabbi Akiva disagrees and says, no, it says Asher Anoichi Mitzavacho Hayoim, it means you keep going. So the question is, if that's the case, why does it say Ho'ele? What is Ho'ele coming to exclude? Says Tosfos Mikol Mokoim Itzri Ho'ele De'ilav Hochi, because if not so, Hava Amin, I would have thought the Af Parsha Shnia Bichlal. I would have thought the second Parsha is also included. Everybody agrees, both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elezer, that you do not need Kavona first and second Parsha. The question is, do you at least need Kavona the whole of the first Parsha, or just the opening words? So Rabbi Elezer said it's just the opening words. That's what it says, V'hoyu advarim ho'ele, these words. Rabbi Akiva disagreed and says, no, but keep reading. It says, Asher Onoichi Mitzavacho Hayoim, that I am currently, in the present tense, I am commanding you, Allah Vavecho, in the heart. So you've got to have the lev, you've got to have the heart, even in the continuation. But the words ho'ele come to exclude the second parsha of Kriya Shema. Okay, so now let's try and bring this to a conclusion, because there's one more line. Have a look at the first wide line of the Gemara. The last word is Tana Rabbanan. That's where we stopped yesterday. Tana Rabbanan. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Ad Kan Sricha Kavonas Halev Divrei Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir tells you, you do not need Kavonas Halev for the second parasha. In fact, you don't even need Kavonas Halev for most of the first parasha either. You only need Kavonas Halev for the opening pasuk, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, to which the Gemara says, Omar Rava Halacha K'Rabbi Meir. Rava paskens like Rabbi Meir. Let's immediately see a Rashi. Rashi ad kan. What does it mean ad kan? Says Rashi, posuk rishoin levadoi. It is the first posuk only. So Rabbi Meir is telling us unequivocally the inyan of kavonas halev only pertains to the first posuk. And if you look in Tosfos, look at the second Tosfos on the Amud. Omar Rava Halacha K'Rabbi Meir, says Tosfos, V'hochi Hilchasa. This is in fact the Halacha L'maisa. The Kaimelon K'Rava. We hold La Halacha like Rava. Why are we going with Rava? Surely we've seen a number of opinions. The answer is, says Tosfos, Dehu Basra. What does that mean, Basra, like the word of a Basra?
It's the last.
The last, or the final one. Rava is the later opinion, and we always go with the later opinion. So according to Tosfos, we can finally bring this sugya to a conclusion. Halacha l'maisa, you only need Kavonas Halev, the very first pasuk. And we want to reiterate what we said yesterday. We're not talking about Kavonas Mitzvah Srichas Kavona. We're talking about kavonas alev, meaning the meaning of what you're saying. Those opening words, the first pasuk, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that's where you need kavonas alev, says Tosfos. That is halacha lemaisa.
What's the real difference between mitzvah tzrichas kavana and mitzvah belev?
Mitzvah tzrichas kavana is a general intention that what I'm doing now is a performance of the mitzvah. For that matter, you don't need to understand a single word you're saying. I'm reciting Kriya Shema, I'm not just doing a reading exercise, I'm fulfilling a mitzvah. Kavana salev is something else. Kavana salev is nothing to do with a mitzvah. Kavana salev means I'm intending the meaning of the words that I'm saying. So Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, is a declaration in which I hereby accept upon myself Oil Malchus Shemayim. I declare that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is God. So in all other mitzvahs, you put tefillin on in the morning, and you shake lulav, and you blow shofar, and you eat matzah. There the discussion is mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Do I need to actually consciously think that I am hereby performing a mitzvah? And the answer is, we paskin that yes, you do. So if somebody on Pesach night is hungry, and he sees a piece of matzah lying on the table, and he eats a kazayis, he's not yotze the mitzvah. Why is he not yotze the mitzvah? After all, the Torah said, eat a matzah, and he did eat a matzah. The answer is, because we paskin, mitzvahs tzrichas kavana. It's not good enough just to do the act. You have to intend that that act is a fulfillment of the mitzvah of the Torah. If somebody takes a shofar on Rosh Hashanah morning and does blowing practice, and it comes out a tekiah and a shvarim and a teruah, etc., etc., it's not yetzer the mitzvah. Because he didn't have kavana that that blowing should be a mitzvah. So too with Kriya Shema, there's no reason to assume that Kriya Shema is any different. If you're reading Kriya Shema because you want to do reading practice, you're not yetzer the mitzvah. Mitzvah tzrichas kavana. What we're talking about is something above that, besides for the general kavana, that I'm not merely doing reading practice, but I want to be kind of mitzvah. Over here, I have to have specific kavana of what it is that I'm declaring. Not just reading the words, even for the sake of the mitzvah, that's not enough. I'm actually being makabel on myself, oil malchus shamayim. So have a look immediately, if anybody has a Mishnah Berurah to hand, I would recommend you look in a couple of places. Firstly, it's important to look as a general guideline in Siman Samach. Siman Samach. This is very, very, very extremely important. What we're about to now learn is extremely important. Look at Siman Samach, Sif Dalet. Siman Samach, Sif Dalet. You have the Shulchan Aruch there? Yesh Oimrim? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Oimrim She'ein Mitzvois Tzrichos Kavona, V'yesh Oimrim She'tzrichos Kavona. Lotzeis Ba'asiyas Oysa Mitzvah. One opinion is you do not need Kavona. The second opinion is that you do need Kavona. Says the Shulchan Aruch, those two enormous, game-changing, earth-shattering words, V'chein Halacha. It is not merely two opinions so you can pick and choose. V'chein halacha. This changes all of our lives. That means that we paskin halacha l'maisa, mitzvahs, tzrichos, kavona. Now, we're going to see a little bit of the Mishnah Berurah, but let's just immediately see one more sif. Because if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, now have a look at Sif Hei. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Hakoyre es Shema. If you read Shema v'loy kivein liboy b'posuk rishoin, and you did not have kavonas halev in the first posuk shehu Shema Yisrael, loy yotzo yedei chayvasoi. So this confirms what we just saw in Tosfos, that kavonas halev is necessary where? In the first posuk. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch is telling you, that if you did not have kavona in the first posuk, you're not yotze. Now one second, let's stop for a moment. Is Sif Dalad and Sif Hey, are they talking about the same thing? No. This is a little bit confusing. If you would read the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like that Sif Hey is a continuation of Sif Dalad. It's all under the banner of Kavana. Reb Nachum, this is exactly what you were asking before. And the answer is no, it's not. It's two separate, unrelated issues. If you look at the Mishnah Brura in Yud Aleph, he explains exactly as we explained this distinction. This is the Mishnah Berurah commenting on Sif Hey. Kavona zu, this particular kavona ho amura kan, which we're discussing now, einenu hakavona ho amura besif dalet, is not the same kavona that we were discussing in Sif Dalet. Reb Nachum, this is exactly your question, and that is what the Heilige Chofetz Chaim, the Mishnah Berurah, is pointing out for us. Don't make the mistake of mixing up Sif Hey and Sif Dalet. They are unrelated. The Kavana being discussed in Sif Hey is not the Kavana being discussed in Sif Dalet. Why not? The Shom, over there, where's there? In Sif Dalet, Hu Kavana Lotzeis Yidei Chayvas Mitzvah. That is the general requirement to have kavona to be yotze the mitzvah, and that you need bo'inon l'chol ha-parashiyos. That's nothing to do with the first pasuk. That is a kavona that you need in all the parashiyos. Why? Because all of the parashiyos of Shema are part and parcel of the mitzvah, so therefore mitzvah's tzrichas kavona obviously pertains to every part of the mitzvah. Miss out the parenthesis. Ma she'ein kein. However, kavona zu. What does that mean, kavona zu? This kavona that we're now discussing in Sif Hey, that's not the kavona to be yotze the mitzvah. Ooh, lehisboine. To think about, velosum aliboy, and to place on his heart, ma shehu oimer, to think about the words that he's actually saying. And therefore, uleikuva, it is only critical, rak b'posuk harishoi. Why is it only the first posuk? Sheyesh boy iker kabolas oil malchus shomayim. It's the first posuk that has the main kabolas oil malchus shomayim. It's the declaration that we accept the Kodesh Baruch Hu's malchus over us. V'achdusoi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's unity. That's what we say, Hashem Echad. So the Mishnah Berurah has spelled out for us very, very clearly that Sif Dalet and Sif Hey have no connection whatsoever. Even though it's in the same Siman and Shulchan Aruch, and even though they're back-to-back Sifim, they are totally unrelated. Sif Dalet is the general kavana which is required in all mitzvahs, and if that's the case, you have to have this kavana from the beginning of Shema until the end. First parasha, second parasha, third parasha, I'm hereby being mekayim the mitzvah of Shema, even if I don't understand what it is that I'm saying. Sif Hey is a completely different kavana. Sif Hey is the critical kavona in which you have to understand the words you're saying. That is only in the first posuk. Why only in the first pasuk? Because that's the main part of Shema, in which you have Kabbalah, so Malchus Shemaim, and Achdus Yisborach.
Can I ask you a question about a statement you made before about matzah?
Yeah.
That you said unless you are, you know, you have your proper kavana to fulfill the mitzvah, that you're not yoytze.
Right, because we pass.
I'm looking here in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Chelek Hey, that it says that it, in the case of some, for example, your anus.
Right, Mishnah Berurah asks your kasha.
Yeah.
Excellent question. Mishnah Berurah talks about that. Mishnah Berurah, in there, in Hilchos Pesach, as far as I remember, the Shulchan Aruch says if somebody rams matzah down your throat, you're yetzer the mitzvah. And I think, as far as I remember, the Mishnah Berurah there brings. The Achrein would point out that how can that be? I didn't have any kavana to be yetzer the mitzvah. I didn't want to eat it bichlal. Somebody forced fed me. The Mishnah Berurah there discusses that quite right.
Okay.
Now, before we go back to see the remaining part of the Mishnah Berurah, just look again at the Shulchan Aruch in Siv Hei. So Hakayre Shema V'lo Yikive In Liboy B'Pasuk Rishon, and you did not have the required kavana, meaning the understanding of the words you're saying in the first pasuk Shu Shema Yisrael V'lo Yotza Yedei Chaymasai. But V'Hashar, what does it mean V'Hashar? But the remaining part of Shema Im Lo Yikive In Liboy, even if I didn't have kavana, meaning I didn't actually understand what it is that I'm saying. Afilu oyam koyre batayra oymagi aparsha soelu voines kriyashma yotza vehu shekivein liboy beposik rishon. As long as you had kavana in the first posik. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. We're not going to learn all of the Mishnah Berurah, but it's so fundamental, I think it's definitely worth spending a few moments on it. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Ches. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Ches. Shetzricha is Kavona. Ve'imloi kivein lotzeis, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you did not have that intention to be yotze yedei chayvosei ba'asiyas ha-mitzvah, loi yotza min ha-toirah, then you have not been yotze the mitzvah at all min ha-toirah, ve'tzorich lachzor v'la'asoysa, and you're going to have to go back and repeat the mitzvah again. Not only that, fa'afilu im sofek, even if he has a doubt whether or not im kivein im u mitzvah dairaisa sveika dairaisa lechumra, meaning if I shook lulav and I'm thinking to myself, one second, did I have kavana or I didn't have kavana? We're dealing here with a sofik min hatoira, and if you're dealing with a sofik min hatoira, you've got to now do the mitzvah again. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Tes, Lot says, Lefichoch, therefore, Hatekeya lehislamed, if somebody blew shofar, what does that mean, lehislamed? Just in order to learn how to blow, he was practicing. Oi, or another example, Hamavarech Birkas Hamozein im Ketanim, if you're benching together with children, Mechanchom, the mitzvah is in order to educate them. But he himself was also mechuyev to bench. You've just finished a meal and you bench with your child with the intention of teaching him how to bench. But v'shochach, but he forgot, oz le'ischavein lot seizbo gamkein avur atzmoi, but he forgot to have intention that he wants to be yetzer with this Birkas Hamazon himself. And so too, ki haigavna b'kola mitzvahs, so too, I've given you two examples, says the Mishnah Berurah, but it's true in all mitzvahs. If ever you forget, sha'osom l'shum eze inyan, if ever you do the mitzvah for some other reason, loy yotza yedei chayvosei. This is very, 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 very important. Now, I don't want to launch into the whole discussion, but I certainly think it's worth pointing out there are two very, very, very important halachas that are worth pointing out. Number one, there is a discussion about mitzvahs srichas kavona on mitzvahs derabono. We're talking about Kriya Shema and Birkas Hamazon and Tkiya Shofar, which are all mitzvahs min ha-Torah. What happens when I light my Hanukkah candles, or I read the Megillah on Purim, which are mitzvahs derabono? There is a whole discussion whether mitzvahs tzriches kavona. There it's not so clear cut. Lechatchila, one should definitely have kavona. That's one important point. Another important point if you want to have a look, you can see it afterwards, but I just want to maybe just say it by Alper. You can see it afterwards. It's at the end of the Mishnah Berurah in Sikkot Yud. The Chaye Odom, could be we've mentioned this in the past, literally saved the world. The Chaye Odom saved the world. Do you know how the Chaye Odom saved the world? Because I'm not going to do a questionnaire over here, but I'm willing to bet that maybe somebody put on tefillin this morning and did not actually have a conscious kavana to be yetzer the mitzvah. Rather, they put on tefillin because we put on tefillin every day. So, 1 second. According to what we've learned just now, we should all have to go, or anybody who didn't have kavana should have to put on tefillin again. I'm willing to bet that maybe somebody this morning said Kriya Shema because it was printed in the Siddur. But he didn't consciously think to himself that I'm hereby being Yetzer the Mitzvah. So if you hold Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana, we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, that is the Halacha. So it should emerge that we all have to go and say Kriya Shema again, maybe. Comes along the Chaye Odom, and the Chaye Odom saves the world. How does the Chaye Odom save the world? The Chaye Odom says, no. There are some mitzvahs, in fact, quite a number of mitzvahs, where the performance of the mitzvah is self-obvious that it's being done only for the purpose of the mitzvah. Meaning, why did we all put on tefillin this morning? Even if we didn't consciously think to ourselves that we're doing it for the mitzvah, but why on earth would we have put on tefillin if not for the mitzvah? So then, says the Chaye Odom, there is automatic, built-in kavana that this is being done for the purpose of the mitzvah, and you are yotze the mitzvah. If you pick up a shofar on Rosh Hashanah morning and you decide to have a practice blow, that's when we say, I'm very sorry, you didn't have kavana. Don't tell me there's an automatic kavana. No, you clearly had intention for something else completely, which was to do shofar practice. But in the default case, when we put on tefillin in the morning, when we say Kriya Shema, when we have matzah on Seder night, could you please tell me why on earth would you have wanted to have do this if not for the sake of the mitzvah? I don't put on tefillin in the afternoon. I don't eat matzah every night of the year. So the actual circumstance of the mitzvah, the very performance of the mitzvah, is itself the clearest indication that he must have been doing this for the purpose of the mitzvah. Under those circumstances, we have a default, an automatic, built-in kavana, and we automatically assume that when a Jew goes to shul on Tuesday morning and puts on his tefillin, he wasn't doing tefillin practice. He was doing it only, solely, utterly for the purpose of being mekayim the mitzvah, and that is as good as having kavana. But Einochanami, if you wake up one morning and you want to show your son how you put on tefillin, so you put them on your arm and then you take them off, then you're not yetzer the mitzvah. That's when we say, excuse me, don't tell me there's automatic built-in kavana. No. You clearly put on tefillin for an ulterior motive because you wanted to demonstrate through tefillin practice. But not. Whereas in the regular case, you put tefillin on in the morning, you say Kriya Shema and Shachris, you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, there it's automatic, it's obvious, the actual Maisa HaMitzvah is itself the clearest indication that you're doing it for no other reason than the performance of the mitzvah. That's what I mean, that the Chaya Adam has literally saved the world. So the Zechus of the Chaya Adam, of course, the Chatchila, we should have the Kavana, but even if not, we can always rely on this automatic, default, built-in Kavana when it comes to Shofar, and Matzah, Tefillah, Kriya Shema, Birkas HaMazon, etc., etc., etc. So really, the whole principle of Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana only comes to play when you had a clear ulterior motive. Like, if I'm teaching my kids how to bench, or if I'm doing shofar practice, so then you can't say that there's an automatic default kavana, because you clearly had a different kavana. That's when we would say, I'm very sorry, mitzvah tzrichas kavana, you didn't have kavana, you've got to do the mitzvah all over again. This is very, very, very important when it comes to Mitzvah Hashem, to this Rosh Hashanah, and somebody hears the Shofar, and then after davening, he thinks to himself, Oy Gewalt, I must be perfectly honest, I didn't have kavana to be yetzer the mitzvah. The answer is, he's okay. Why is he okay? Because it's obvious that he meant to be mekayim the mitzvah. Why else would he have listened to the Shofar? He doesn't listen to the Shofar every other day of the year. So for the actual performance of the mitzvah is the clearest indication that he clearly meant Letzeirich HaMitzvah, and under those circumstances it's assumed as if it's automatic kavana.
Rav, what if you don't have Kiven Libo? So
that's very serious.
What's the consequence? I mean, we're learning the consequences of not having mitzvah tzrichas kavana, but
Shulchan Aruch says, you're not Yotze.
You're not Yotze of the mitzvah at all.
You've got to read that for you. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch spells it out again. We'll just do this quickly. Look in Simon Samach Gimel. In Sif Dalet. Samach Gimel, Sif Dalet. Okay. You look at the Shulchan Aruch's words there. Ika hakavona hibaposuk rishon. Again, which kavona? Not the kavona of mitzvah tzrichas kavona. This is nothing to do with mitzvah tzrichas kavona.
Kiven libo.
This is the specific kavona in Shema that you have to mekabel o malchus shomayim. Says the Shulchan Aruch Hilchos. Therefore, im kara, if you recited Shema v'loy kiven libo, and you did not have kavona b'posuk rishon, loy Yotza Yedei Chayvasai. You are not Yotza the mitzvah, V'chayzer V'chayre. And you'll have to repeat Kriya Shema over again. Now look how he concludes. V'afilu Leman Da'omar. Mitzvahs Ein Tzrichas Kavana. Even according to the opinion that mitzvahs generally don't need Kavana, this is a different topic. Maide Hocha. Over here, he would admit you've got to have kavana. Why? Because as we said, this is nothing to do with a general discussion of mitzvah tzrichas kavana. This is a specific Kriya Shema discussion. So this is very, very important. When a person says Kriya Shema in the morning, when he says those words, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, he has to consciously think to himself, I'm hereby the Mekabel Oil Malchus Shemayim.
And what other mitzvahs do we have which we're required to have Kiven Libo?
No, nothing.
Just Shema.
As far as I know, off the map, yeah. There are one or two of it. Sukkah, there's an extra Kavana, but Mishabura said it's not Ma'akev, but Kriya Shema it is. The Mishabura says, by the way, that if you finish the entire Shema, and then you remember that the first pasuk you didn't have kavana, you've got to read the whole Shema again. Not just read the first pasuk, you've got to read the whole Shema again.
Wow. Wow.
Mishnah Berurah talks about the fact.
By the way, do you know why you have to read the whole Shema again? Because if you only read the first pasuk again, then you have transgressed the issue of being kairei lemafreya, reading backwards. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Yeah, sorry, I'm wrong.
No, that's okay. What I was going to say here, because the Mishnah Berurah talks about the whole idea. The fact that if you have to repeat it again, you have to say balachash, because otherwise you might be over the whole idea. That fact you're talking about, shtei reshuas.
Right. That's a new issue. You're never allowed to daven or say shema or any part of davening in a way that it looks chas v'shalom, as it were, you're davening to two separate Hakadosh Baruch Hus. So if I say shema and then I say the whole thing all over again loud, it looks like you're referring chas v'shalom to two gods. Shmura says, therefore, second time round, you've got to say it quietly. Fine. So therefore, this is something that we have to be very, very aware of. If we weren't makbid till now, we should certainly makbid from now on. Lechatchila to have kavana that I'm yetzer the mitzvah, although that we said we've always got the chayodom to rely on. But certainly for the first pasuk in Kriya Shema, to hereby declare that I'm imakabel oil malchus shemayim. I am the Eved, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech, and I accept upon myself his malchus. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Was there a consensus, if we're going to try this arrangement of four times a week, from 8:45 to 9:25, so there was a request that the day that we don't learn should it be a Monday or a Thursday. Is there any preference Monday or a Thursday? No difference. So, I have to work it out tomorrow, because normally I give a shiur, a different shiur on Wednesday mornings, so I'm going to try and move that to Thursday. So check your emails, okay. I'll be in touch with you all. Be'ez Hashem, hopefully we'll reconvene tomorrow at 8:45 from the position.
Okay.
Shkoyach.
Okay, all the best. Have a great day, everybody.
Wonderful cool. Day. Thank you.
Moshe Zeller.
Yes.
Give me till 9:45. Yeah. I'm going to have something to eat.
No problem.
Okay. I'll send you an invite.
Okay.
Then, okay.
Okay. Whenever you're ready, I'll be available. Okay. Bye.
Hmm.
Go ahead.